Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No place you'd rather be. Football is in the air. We are joined by team president Rod Wood. And you got to break some news for us, right? Brad did yesterday. Come on,
yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, you did last year. I mean, you set
well,
the bar.
Practice starts at 8:30. So that's unfortunately, that's the best I can do today.
All right, so. All right. We'll take that. All right.
You've been here for a long time,
yeah.
And you've seen the highs. You've seen some lows. What is different about the Lions from your perspective, the seat that you sit in? Why the success now? What's the biggest difference from when you got here, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago?
Well, I think the biggest difference is the leadership of Dan and Brad, and you know, we talked about this before. We were very thoughtful and, you know, intentional when we were looking for those two guys, and you never know until they're here whether we've made the right decision. And I think it's turned out to be, you know, a great partnership. They didn't even know each other; they never even met.
It's amazing.
Before they started, I introduced them by cell phone. They talked on the phone for the first time before either one of them started. And we had a plan, and they had a plan, and we've stuck to it. And with the support of, you know, Sheila and the whole organization and the Ford family, we got off to a little bit of a rough start the first year, but that was, you know, kind of what was needed to build the foundation. And then it's just taken off from there. And I think the other thing that's you know, different is just the immense fan enthusiasm. We've always had great fans, but now it's just at a level that, you know, is off the charts.
I can hardly imagine, yeah.
I mean, look at this. We're sitting under some renovations here at the training camp. I mean, is the plan then to be here in Allen Park for the foreseeable future?
For the foreseeable future, we just did a huge investment in the building again this year, a $4 million enhancement to the training room, which, you know, it's all about players, you know, safety and health and getting them back on the field. You know, it's a great location. You know, we still, you know, we're a little landlocked, but we're looking at things that maybe we can do around the building. And we just announced a brand new partnership with Meyer to name the facility, which is great. And so right now this is the foreseeable future for us, yes.
And you mentioned the fans, how great they've been. And I know I was at the Rams game, the playoff game. Everybody was so excited. And obviously the Tampa game, I mean, like everything was unbelievable. We could hardly, it was a pinch yourself moment.
Yep.
What are you guys doing for the fan experience? Because I know there's some additions that you guys have made this year for training camp. What is it that you guys are doing to continue to develop the fan experience?
It, you know, it's all about, you know, what we can do in the stadium. I mean, you were there, John. The home field advantage is the biggest.
It's huge. It's unbelievable.
And, you know, getting the building, we're sold out on season tickets again. We still have a wait list of 15,000 people for season tickets. We're down to, I think, under 500 tickets, single game tickets for every game. So we'll be standing room only. You know, we'll have, you know, always a few tweaks at the stadium that, you know, people will see when they come in, concessions and those kind of things. We did add some more suites this year, which, you know, who would have thought a few years ago we'd need more suites, but we do. So things like that. But I think, to me, the game day experience is being there with other people experiencing something you can't get at home. Yeah. And that Rams game, I don't know that we can ever replicate that kind of environment. And hopefully,
maybe an NFC Championship game.
Yes, that may be the way to do it. But it was unbelievable. And then I think Tampa almost exceeded it, because we knew we were going to go to the championship game if we won that one. So, and we get to start off with those two teams, the first two home games, which is kind of crazy.
That's how it works out. And you're right. I mean, the passion has always been here, but it feels like a fuse has been lit and things have been taken to the next level. And, you know, we saw it with the draft.
Yeah. It was amazing.
What are the chances that we get in a regular rotation? I know it's not going to be every year, but I mean, with how well the city put on for it, is that something that you guys are pushing for?
I told Roger they can bring it back anytime they want to. And I think, you know, the NFL was blown away. The folks that visited Detroit for the first time. I can't imagine a better commercial for the city, you know, for 3 days than, you know, the way the draft looked, the way the city looked, the way it looked on TV. 750,000 people there. We had, 250,000 people on Saturday, which is highly unusual given you're in round 4 through 7. So it was awesome. You never know when you host a party, are people going to show up? And they did. And I think Terrion Arnold killed it when he was picked.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was great all around.
What was the feedback that you got from others around the league? Because on the opening night, I wasn't even in yet, and I was hearing from former teammates, former players, like, is that really Detroit? I said, yeah, it's true, I'm here. But from others around the league, what other than just the NFL, what did you hear? What was the feedback?
Well, first, congratulations for putting on a great show. And then I think Green Bay's a little nervous following us.
I love the pressure you put on a division opponent. Mm-hmm. So they can't do it.
Yeah, so that's good for them.
Yeah.
And they'll need the whole state to show up to match our attendance. But so I think, other teams that are hoping to get a draft in their city were, paying attention and say, okay, now what did Detroit do that we could maybe learn from? And we tried to learn a little bit from Nashville, was the one that we focused on, because it was the last one that was in a downtown environment like that. And, they had 600,000 people, and, we went way beyond their number. So I think other cities are going to pay attention and try and, do whatever they can to come close to what we experienced.
You talked about season tickets and how you guys are sold out.
Yeah.
And it's super exciting. We know when the prices went up, it caught people off guard. And I know I've seen 96% renewed. Yeah. For the 4% who got squeezed out, or for the people who renewed but feel like they got to sell more of their seats, what would you say? What would your message be to the fans that are on that side of things?
Totally get it. I mean, I know it was a huge jump in price, but we'd been very cautious about raising prices for the preceding 3 or 4 years, so we were really in a catch-up mode this year, and also reflecting the demand. And if you go out and look on the secondary market, the cheapest ticket I saw for the Rams game is like $350 in the last row of the upper bowl, which is $100 more than the average ticket price for the whole stadium. So there's still demand out there. I understand it, may have, taken some people out of the market, but we tried to do the best we could to relocate them into the seats that were more within their budget. And we accomplished that with a lot of people. And still 96% renewal rate is one of the highest in the NFL. So even with the increase, it was a very, very strong renewal rate.
From the organizational level, how are you guys handling success? Because consistency is the truest measure of performance. You've got to show that year in, year out. And we mentioned, there were some rough years.
Yep.
Now things are good. How are you guys handling making sure that the organization stays at this level?
I would say it starts with Dan, and he's 100% focused on, lack of complacency. We're not going to focus on what happened last year. We're not going to assume just because we were good last year, we're going to be good this year. And every team meeting, every practice, it's, let's get better today than we were yesterday. And last year means nothing right now. This will probably be the first year in a long time people have been gunning for us. We might be highlighted on some team schedules.
Target's big.
Or primetime games, too.
Primetime games, and, everybody will be focused on us. So we just got to, go in and take care of our business. I do think, with the players that we've added, free agency and the draft, we're a better team than we were last year. Now, we'll see how we play when we get into games, but I think we're a more talented team.
International games, is that something you guys push for? How does the NFL decide, whether you're going to Brazil or Germany would make a lot of sense with Amon Ross St. Brown? Is that something you guys push for? What's the process like?
We talk to them about it, and I think a lot of it depends on how the schedule falls. This year would have been the year that we could have gone internationally, because you are required to give up one of your extra nine games when you have that. So we have nine home games this year. I think we were a little bit in the mix for both Germany and Brazil, but the way the schedule came out, this wasn't our year, which I'm not all that disappointed about.
That's why I asked, because I think there's some value in, hey, consistency, not having that flight in the middle of your season.
It's probably overdue. We've not been, since I think 2015 or 16, we went to London the last time. So I would imagine it's coming up. Next year we could go as a road team. And then I would think in the following year we're likely to be going international. And the league's going to keep adding games. We're, I think, at five or six this year, and they're going to try and get up to 8 to 10 new markets. They're considering, France, Spain. And, Brazil is an example, and Germany, that, once the tickets go on sale, there's, hundreds of thousands of people in the queue line. Other countries notice that, and they say, well, why don't you bring a game here? Why don't you bring a game here? So we're a popular sport now, not just in the U.S., but all over.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You mentioned the league is continuing to add games internationally. Yeah. With the discussion now is we've gone from 16 to 17 to 18. Everybody has a different perspective. I'd love to hear your perspective on what would it mean for the organization, what would it mean for the NFL, players' health aside, to go from 17 to 18 games?
Well, I think, it'll have to be something we negotiate with the union. I know they've started having discussions, and I think a lot of it could depend on how you adjust training camp. And there's been some discussion about, the spring, maybe tweaking that, maybe training camp's a little bit different. You might have more joint practices because you're giving up a preseason game if we go that way. And then I think the other thing is, do we add a bye?
Yeah.
Because I think 18 games, this year we have a bye in week four. And if we were, having an 18-game schedule, I wouldn't want to be looking forward to 14 consecutive.
Yeah. Well, we're also planning on that first-round playoff bye.
Well, that too. But you still have 14 games and maybe two or three playoff games.
Leading into that, yeah.
I was going to get to the, three playoff games.
Sorry. jumped the gun on you.
So you might have, 16, 17 games in a row.
Yeah.
We were talking internally. It might be something to consider where everybody gets a rotating bye, and then maybe the whole league takes 1 week off. And so everybody has that late season bye at the same time, which levels the playing field. And, maybe that's something to do. I've not heard any of those discussions, but it seems likely to happen. Certainly it would add another game on TV and, revenue goes up. Players win, teams win, et cetera. So.
With training camp, we know this is a great environment for fans to come out to. It's a free event for fans to come out to. And we noticed that you can't get tickets. I mean, they talk about the queue and getting in the queue and then people scramble and trying to find them. Would you guys ever charge for training camp? Is that
no,
something you've
we would never
about?
Do that. No, I think this is an experience, hopefully, that people that maybe can't get to a game can enjoy with their family. And, you know, we have enough other sources of revenue that we don't need to charge for training camp. I'd really have people here enjoying it and not complaining that we charge them $5 or $10, which doesn't really add up to much anyways.
Right. All right, there we go. That's Lions president Rod Wood. Appreciate some of your time.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.
97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.